Welcome back to what has become the norm here on This Blonde Can Talk. Over the past few weeks, we've focused on producing episodes aimed at shedding light on the California fires, how you can help, and where to find help if you need it. This episode continues that effort. We're happy to share that our regularly scheduled programming will resume sooner than expected, but for now, we remain committed to covering the fires, especially as the media shifts its attention toward the president and all of his antics. While we don't intend for this to feel like a traditional episode for the purposes of RSS continuity, this is episode 95. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, please be advised the topics discussed may cause anxiety for some and trigger trauma in others.
Hey guys, it's Melanie again, because who else would it be? So that voice that you hear at the beginning of the last, seven or eight podcasts, that's Jessica, my AI virtual assistant. And she exists because I don't have the energy to create intros and outros, but the good news is that, as Jessica said, regularly scheduled programming will be resuming sooner than later, because I think that we need that positivity back in the world. If you're hearing like a weird buzzing sound, I don't know what's wrong with my mic. I'm going to have to order a new one or pick one up, but it doesn't sound like that when I play it back. And then it does sound like that when it gets uploaded. So I'm not sure if it's a microphone issue or if it's the RSS feed itself. So I apologize if you're hearing a little bit of a buzzy sound. So I'm here again to talk about the California fires. And I have had my DMs inundated with people who want me to talk about the things that are going on with President Donald Trump. I just want to, reiterate that this is not a political podcast and I will never make it about politics. I did do an episode regarding the LGBTQ community because I've been an ally for so long that not doing it would have been extremely hypocritical of me. And I don't really have it in me to be a hypocrite. So I did do that episode, but I am not the person to get on here and start talking about immigration and the many, many other issues that he's creating. I'm not qualified to talk about those things. So I am not going to get on here and give misinformation that doesn't help anybody. There are plenty of people who are, talking about those things, and I'm happy to direct you to their podcasts, but this is not the place for that, and it never will be. The world really needs laughter right now. And I often encourage you guys to check out Liddy and Shitty in the Big Bad City. But I just wanted to announce to you before I continue with my own podcast, Liddy and Shitty in the Big Bad City is now called All Body, No Brains. And they're doing lives every Sunday. It's just going to be a lot of fun. They are those girls, Emily Wilson and Chloe. I almost said Chloe Fineman. See, I'm having a mentee bee. Chloe Richmond are so funny and so they can make a bad day good. And so I highly encourage you to go over there and check them out. As for me, I should probably tell you where you can find them, since their at obviously has changed. And that would be at dun 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 All Body No Brains. At All Body No Brains, all one word. I have to shout them out because they make me laugh and it is needed. I will probably not be, on here podcasting for the next few days, maybe even a week. I don't know. The end of January is extremely hard for me. Today has been extremely hard for me. I've had several mentees. But worst of all, I fell asleep around 3 a.m. And then when I woke up at 10, I said, well, I'm going to go back to sleep in because it's Saturday. And then I was informed that it's actually Tuesday. So that tells you where my mind is at. I'm not doing well mentally at the moment. It's just, you know, I'm grief. It's a grief thing. I always get grief stricken around anniversaries, and you know, the anniversary of my, you may not know, but most people know the anniversary of my grandpa's passing is in 2 days. By the time you listen to this, it'll be Wednesday because I started recording it at 11 p.m. So before I start sharing the resources that I do have, there's not as much as there usually would be. I want to share with you what our friend on Instagram at letter O loves you had to say about air quality and debris removal. I think this is super helpful for homeowners and anyone who's affected by the fire in that capacity. So let me just throw it to him and then I'll be back with some resources.
I've got some updated health and safety information about how safe it is to be in the LA air right now. This is a TLDR from our hour and a half long Q&A with respiratory health expert and air specialist Professor Ed Aval the other night. The big headline is that anywhere where a house burned down, that debris site is where all of the toxins live. Think about it. You've got burnt appliances, burnt asbestos, rubber, things like that. That stuff, that ash, that area is super toxic. So anytime that gets jostled around, like for example, by debris removal services, or the wind picks up, the wind can grab all of those toxins off of that debris site and blow it anywhere in Los Angeles. So the recommendation is to check the direction of the wind every day to assess whether or not you need to wear a mask outside. There are apps called WatchDuty or Windy. There's a website called airnow.gov. Check the direction of the wind every day. Familiarize yourself with where the burn zones are and see if the wind is blowing through a burn zone towards you. If it is, the recommendation is for adults to wear an N95 and for children to wear a KF94 at all times outside if the wind is blowing in your direction until those debris sites are cleared. The EPA and the city are coming in and removing all of the most toxic stuff, the hazardous stuff from those burn zones. They're estimating it'll take 6 to 8 months just for that, much less the rest of the debris. So you have to assess your own comfort during that time, but that's what I would keep an eye on. If you are in an at-risk population, if you are a pregnant person, elderly person, underlying health conditions, or if you have a small child, the recommendation is to keep infants and toddlers who you can't get a mask on inside, basically, and for those at-risk populations to wear those masks outside at all times just in case. If you are inside any population, you should have an air purifier going that has both HEPA and activated charcoal or carbon filter. You want a air purifier with both of those filters. And when you are in your car, keep the air on internal circulation. As far as water goes, the recommendation is to check with your local municipality because they will be checking your water area for toxins and they will be updating people regularly. If they issue a don't drink it, don't boil it and drink it order, think about that. Don't shower in it. If you can't boil it out, you definitely shouldn't put it on your body. Those are the recommendations. Keep your eye on the debris and assess by your own level of comfort and safety. But the real thing to keep an eye on is when those debris sites get cleared. I'm going to do a separate video on debris removal and what's coming there. And we will be doing more Q&As with people. So we'll get through it together. Love you, LA. Given that debris removal is the single thing standing in the way of life getting back to normal in LA right now, I'm going to give you a bunch of information and ask that you pass it on to homeowners so they can participate in an informed and timely way. Here's a TLDR from the county's debris removal Zoom and straight from the mouth of the head of the LA EPA office. One most important thing right now is do not attempt to clean up your burn site by yourself. Everything that's there is super toxic and it needs to be cleaned up by professionals. Two, other most important headline is all of the debris removal process can be completely free if you want to opt into it. The debris removal will go in two phases. Phase one is done by the EPA. You don't need to do anything. It started today and it's already happening. They are going to remove all of the toxic and hazard substances and objects from your debris site. They're going to take them to the proper processing facilities. They will not be dumped into public waste sites. And that process is going to take 2 to 3 months. There's a live completion status tracker map that is at the top of our Reddit forum, and the link to that is in my bio. Once they have finished, they will leave a placard at your site to mark completion, and it will be marked complete on their website. Phase 2 will be done by the Army Corps of Engineers. If you don't have insurance, this will be free. If you do have insurance, this will be free as far as you are concerned. I want to point something out here, which is that the Army Corps of Engineers will only take the amount that is in your policy set aside for debris removal. That amount is on top of your rebuild amount. So no matter what they take out of your insurance policy for debris removal, it will not come out of what you have to spend on the rebuild of your house. I also want to flag that some debris removal companies will try to scare you and tell you that the Army will take your swimming pool, etc. They're not going to do that. They're not allowed to do that. They're only going to take debris, trash, fire damage, trees, things that are visibly damaged. They are not going to take your swimming pool. That being said, soil testing is not a part of phase two. They will only take 6 inches of the soil. Typically, 2 to 6 inches is enough to get all of the toxins out, but you're going to want to have your soil tested. It's called a site hazard assessment. It's going to be necessary for your insurance anyway. So before you start building, once the site is cleared, make sure that either your contractor or somebody performs a site hazard assessment, because you will need it for insurance. In regards to private debris removal, it might be faster, and you may also be able to negotiate a cheaper rate from a private debris removal company if more people on your block sign up at the same time. But you should be aware of the fact that if not everyone on the block signs up at the same time, much debris and toxicity may also come back onto your property later when the Army gets to your other neighbors' properties. There are a number of architects and builders who are offering discounted services for fire survivors. We will post all of that information. But for now, all of these links are on our Reddit forum, which the link is in my bio, or you can call 844-FIRE-DEBRIS, which is the county hotline.
If you are located in the LA area, or specifically, he lives in Altadena, I highly recommend taking his advice, because he definitely knows what he's talking about a lot more than myself or anyone that you're going to, you know, get information from on the internet, since we all just kind of go and do our research and not all of it is accurate. So as of this morning, some good news, the Eaton fire, as of this morning, I didn't mention, there was a lot of rain in LA, which is why I held off on podcasting for a couple of days, because I was kind of worried about mudslides and thought that I would have to get on here and share a whole bunch of information about that. Thankfully, that's not really been an issue. So I'm going to just focus on the fires. And again, if I sound a little bit discombobulated, I'm in the midst of several mentees. Okay. So the Eaton fire right now, or at least as of this right now, maybe it's at 100, but as of this morning, the containment was 99%. And the Hughes fire was at 98%. And the Palisades fire was at 95%, which I'm hoping by the next time I get on here, all of them will be at 100%. Evacuation orders have all been lifted. So I guess this is all kind of a good sign, but this is where we all have to get, you know, together and start the rebuilding process and such. So Altadena Girls is looking for volunteers through February 2nd, and they have a link on their Instagram page. If you want to volunteer for Altadena Girls, I'm going to mention Altadena Girls a few times because I have a few different, I found a few different things on them, and they're not in sequence, and I'm too lazy to put them in sequence. So they need people to volunteer, as I was saying. And they have a volunteer form, and they are specifically looking for weekday mornings right now. And the form is going to close on the 2nd. So if you want to go to Altadena Girls at Altadena Girls on Instagram, you'll find a link there. And that will be where you sign up to volunteer. So Hollywood Mind and Mental Health Meetup is happening, if you're listening to this, today, January 29th. At 2 to 6 p.m., the London West Hollywood. It says, we look forward to welcoming you at our meetup for mental health on Wednesday at the London West Hollywood for an afternoon of support, healing, and resource sharing. Please RSVP. If you haven't RSVP'd, I don't think it would be an issue if you just showed up. But if you want to head over to the MPTF at MPTF's Instagram, they have the link for RSVP. And I really think that this is an important event because mental health matters like so much right now. Okay, this is from Mark Duplass. I have a few things from him. It says Los Angeles Infant Plus maternal relief drive, healing community support for women, babies, and children affected by the fires, plus emergency need. Saturday, February 1st, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Leimert Park Village, 3333 West 43rd Place, Los Angeles. Donation slash drop off slash volunteer arrival, 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. Online plus digital donations available. Drop off donations in South LA before event. So you have until the 30th to make these donations. And if you want to donate financially, you can either DM at JALYNTEE or text 323-499-3826, and you'll get all the information that you need there. There's a wonderful girl, maybe you've heard her, maybe you haven't, FKA Rosie Crane. She used to open for Maroon 5, and we've kind of built a little bit of a friendship. And she is doing something with the Sweet Relief Music Fund. So at Sweet Relief Music Fund, and Rosie shared, and I'm sharing on Rosie's behalf. This is Rosie saying, I will match the total royalty income on my song, Orange Skies, from now until April as a donation to Sweet Relief Music Musicians Fund. That means every time you stream it, money goes to the musicians who lost everything in the LA fire. Stream the song and donate directly at the link in bio. So you can go to her bio. This is Rozzi. This is Rosie, and you can donate. Something else that's coming from someone that I love, super fun. On the 7th of February at Playground LA, next door, 7377 Melrose Avenue, Mark Ballas of Dancing with the Stars will be teaching a ballroom and Latin funk class at 8 p.m. All proceeds will go to an organization. He didn't specify. It just says to an organization to help. To help those affected by the LA fires. Ballroom, Latin, commercial, and all other style dancers are welcome. I highly recommend you go because Mark is just an incredible dancer and an even better human. I need to apologize now because it's going to happen again for any blunders like bleh, that I do. This is coming from a place of extreme anxiety. Whoa, extreme anxiety. I am riddled with it right now. And again, as I mentioned, it comes from my grief. And I do try to keep this podcast as polished as I can. I'm not Oprah, but I still want it to be, as polished as it possibly can. But sometimes I just stumble and I just, even Tom Brady lost three Super Bowls. Okay. So yeah. Clara Novick. So CLARANOV. ICH is in search of e-volunteers who are looking for ways to remotely support those who have been affected by wildfires. So that means people like me who are not currently in LA and people like you who are probably not currently in LA. We need people who are down to watch seminars and create summaries, folks who love to fact checking plus other general research tasks. If you've already messaged me to volunteer but want to do more, message me again. If you haven't messaged her, which you probably haven't, do it now at CLARANOVICH. Okay. So I'm sure you guys all know about Fire Aid. I mentioned it, tons of big stars. They have tons of ways to watch it as well. And it says, Fire Aid LA can't attend, don't want to miss out. We got you covered. You can stream the Fire Aid LA benefit concert at any of the services above. Thank you to all our broadcast and streaming partners for your support. During the live stream slash broadcast, you will be able to donate directly to Fire Aid Relief. We are also thrilled to announce that for every dollar pledged during the broadcast, Connie and Steve Ballmer will match dollar for dollar. So you can watch it on Max, Prime Video, Direct Stream, Apple TV, Hulu, Disney Plus, Direct TV, Peacock, Paramount Plus, NBC News Now, Next Netflix, Tudum. I don't know what that is, but I assume it's just Netflix. YouTube, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, Sirius XM, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Amazon Live, TikTok, FanDuel, Instagram, Veeps, X, Regal, KTLA Plus, and AMC Theaters. I also have some more information regarding Fire Aid, which is if you cannot attend, but you want to feel like you're a part of it and you want to help by raising funds, you can shop their official shop, which is shop.fireaid.org, and they have merchandise there. So all proceeds going to help fire victims, which is amazing. This is from Kristen Bell. It says, urgent need for volunteers. The LA Can Do Soft Landing Project is underway and furniture is already arriving. Thanks to generous donations from designers and manufacturers nationwide, we have an urgent need for us for strong volunteers. So not me, because I have noodle arms to help us unload trucks and move boxes at our downtown Los Angeles warehouse, as well as to help merchandise. I don't know what that means, to help merchandise, but to help merchandise and assist on distribution days. Please sign up at the link below. bit.ly/4AEATLA. So another benefit event. This one is GAF Los Angeles, and it says benefit and auction for LA wildfire relief. And here's who's involved. Hosted by John C. Riley. And here's who's involved again: Christopher Owens, Courtney Barrett, sorry, Burnett, Phineas, who wasn't originally in Fire Aid, but I guess has switched, which is fine. Fred Armisen, Haley Williams, Jenny Lewis, Juliette Lewis, I love her, Kevin Morby, Lucy Dacus, Muna, who sings that really great song, Oh My God, like I'm your number one fan, which I'm convinced they wrote about me and Tom Brady. Perfume Genius, Phantom Planet, Reggie Watts, Sasami and Rostam. If I pronounce anything wrong, I'm so sorry. Scout Willis, Saint Vincent, the Linda Lindas, Simone, plus surprise guests, DJ sets by Harmony Tividat, plus Fat Tony, after party with Rico Nasty, plus Dylan Brady. And this is happening at the Hollywood Palladium on Wednesday, February 5th. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets on sale on the 28th of, so today, 20th of January, today at noon PST. It says auction services provided by Julian's. And then it's just like a list of sponsors. And then it says 100% of proceeds will go to Friends in Need, Pasadena Humane, Altadena Girls, and One Voice. So that's something definitely worth checking out. I'm not sure that you can bid on stuff remotely. It doesn't have any of that kind of information there, but go to at GAF Los Angeles, give a fuck LA, and see, and maybe see if you can, participate in the auction, whether you're able to attend or not. Oh, here we go. LA Wildlife Relief Funds for Pregnant and Postpartum Families. Applications are opened. So bit.ly/apply-birth-fund-wildfire-relief. And it says fire relief fund applications now open. Fund amount $1,500 in a one-time payment. Eligibility: displaced families in their third trimester or who are within 12 weeks postpartum must reside directly in an impacted fire zone. And you can go to their Instagram for more information at Birth Fund. It also says limit one fund distribution per household. First come, first serve. Application timeline: February 5th, applications closed. So get your applications in now. And February 15th, funds distributed. FAQs about the program can be found in application. Contact admin@thebirthfund.com to contribute to this fire relief fund that provides real-time resources to displaced families in LA. So that's how you can get involved in terms of donations. Have you ever wanted to like spend Valentine's Day with Mariah Carey in Vegas? Because you can do that now. You can help support teenage victims, which is it's in support of Altadena Girls, by going to fandiem.com/Mariah. You make a donation. I think it doesn't specify. So you either make a donation or you're bidding on it. But either way, if you love Mariah, and who doesn't love Mariah, this would be a great way to spend your Valentine's Day. And you can, by donating, yeah, it's got to be a donation, not a bid thing, because it says win. So by donating, you can win a Valentine's Day trip to meet Mariah Carey in Las Vegas, which is, I think, a really good prize. At least I think it is, because I love Mariah. Okay. Natalie Morales and the Night Crew with special guests Anna Kendrick, who I love, Taylor Hansen. Taylor Hansen, I know how to say this. Rachel Bloom and the cast of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Mae Martin, Bobcat Goldthwait. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Monica Martin and surprise guests. Monday, February 3rd, 8 p.m. at the Lodge Room in Highland Park. Sounds like a good time. And you can attend. You can attend, and the benefit goes to a SoCal Fire Fund. Check out at Natalie, MoralesLoves, Natalie Morales Loves, for more information about that, about the Lodge Room. For tickets, you can go to www.lodgeroomhlp.com, and you should find the information there. It says we are very proud to donate 100% of our proceeds to SoCal Fire Fund, which provides immediate and long-term aid to help everyone affected by these fires. Come be a part of the crew for a really good cause, and I think it's totally worth it. Excuse me. This was shared by Ariana Grande, and I think it's called Kaylin. Yeah, Kaylin Studios. C K A, not C K. KALONSTUDIOS. And it says, we are open. The first release of products is now available and ready to pick up at our Wildlife Relief Free Market. Address is 3559 and a half Casitas Avenue, Los Angeles. Zip is 90039. Angeli knows, please get what you need for you and your loved ones. We currently have a nice selection of basics, soap, and apparel for men, women, and children from some of our favorite LA brands, and children from some of your favorite LA brands. Our heartfelt gratitude to all the brands participating in this and our incredible team of volunteers. Items are new. They have been thoroughly sourced, thoughtfully sourced for quality and to service immediate needs. They are internationally dis And Jesus, I cannot. Like the other day, I told you guys not to bring a knife to a tool drive. Now I can't read properly. This is what happens when you are having a mentee and still trying to help make things better for others. But making things better for others always pays off. So I'm happy to do it. Let me go back to what I was saying. They have been thoughtfully sourced for quality and to service immediate needs. They are intentionally displayed in the showroom to create a normal retail experience where visitors can shop with dignity. We are doing our best to secure products in quantity. However, are working within the limits of what brands are able to send, which is varied. And then it says, so Wildfire Relief Market is open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The address again, 3559 and a half West Casitas Avenue, Los Angeles, 90039. And it says, how long will it last? We are receiving goods on a rolling basis and we'll be distributing them out of our Atwater Village studio for the next several weeks as they become available. So use the resource if you need it. Mentioned Mark Duplass multiple times. He is collecting gift cards and like digital gift cards, physical gift cards for people. They need it for like Walmart, Costco, places like that. If you want to mail physical gift cards, you can send them to Mark Duplass, DUPLASS, 4804 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 1127, Valley Village, California, 91607. And if you want to email an e-gift card. You can send it to soulpointsfund at gmail.com. Soul Fund, Soul Points Fund. This is a something that I found. Artists Temporary Shelter. Blue Roof is offering free temporary shelter to those who have been displaced or affected by the fires. Private rooms, shared communal facilities, and access to Wi-Fi located in South LA. No cost for rent during this period. And it says link in bio for more information, but there is no link on the page. I hate that. I wish they would just put it like right there so I could click on it. But if you want to, if you think this is a service that could help you, go to blueroof.art, and see if this is something that might be able to help you in your time of need. So, LA Public Press posted, community members and mutual aid efforts are largely driving the on-the-ground relief efforts due to the Eaton fire, which has damaged or destroyed over 10,000 structures and killed at least 17 people, which is sad. Some efforts have been informal, others were spreadsheeted by established organizations, but all of them share one common thread: deep ties to a community and stepping in to help during what residents have called an inadequate government effort. It's a lot of neighbors, family, friends, and a whole bunch of strangers who are my friends now because they came to help, said Pasadena resident George Trujillo. But he said he hasn't seen a lot of help from the government agencies, which we all know that. Several mutual aid volunteers responding to the Eaton fire questioned why more government workers weren't out in the neighborhoods handing out supplies, cleaning up debris, or providing info about the air quality. Lisa Dedarian, a spokesperson for the city of Pasadena, defended the government's response, saying city workers have been working around the clock to clean up debris. Helen Chavez Garcia, a spokesperson for LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger, who represents Altadena, said their response has been focused on getting utilities turned back on, as well as clearing debris and documenting damage for long-term cleanup efforts before people can go back into the burned areas. Neither Dedarian or Chavez Garcia responded to Tujula's concerns about government workers not handing out food to those who are affected in the area. We can't sit back and wait to see what happens and when the government is prepared enough. That's why we have so many people coming forward and donating right now. If you'd like to be one of those people and you or you would like to learn more, you can do so at lapublicpress.org. This is just some general information. Altadena hazardous waste cleanup. Did you know that you can monitor environmental cleanup efforts across California? The DTSC Environmental Cleanup Dashboard is an interactive tool that provides real-time updates and cleanup sites, including progress, safety measures, and potential environmental impacts. We are waiting for this update. You can get more information on that as it becomes available. The website is recoveryaltadena.com, and you can also go to Altadena Town Council official's Instagram. Just a little bit on trauma that, is tied to the fire. Trauma manifests itself in very different ways for everyone and for many different reasons. The basis of trauma-informed care, everyone should know. Signs a person has experienced trauma. Common physical signs of trauma include paleness, lethargy, fatigue, poor concentration, a racing heartbeat, anxiety, panic attacks, inability to cope in certain circumstances, may appear shaken and distorted. The physical symptoms of trauma can be real and alarming, as real and as alarming as those of physical injury or illness. And I can attest that this is true. Emotional symptoms of trauma include denial, anger, and sadness, overwhelming emotions, inappropriate for the severity of the current situation. I don't like that verbiage. Anyway, may not respond to conversations as they normally would, or appear withdrawn or not present. even when speaking, suffering from severe fear, anxiety, or depression, unable to form close, satisfying relationships, experiencing terrifying memories, nightmares, or flashbacks, avoiding more and more of anything that reminds them of the trauma. Trauma is typically difficult for loved ones as well. It is hard to help someone who may push you away. Understanding is key. As someone who is currently experiencing the flashback phase of trauma, it's very difficult. And if you are trying to be there for somebody who's going through any stage of trauma, please approach them with a gentle, loving heart because it's not easy. Common effects of trauma include substance use disorders, sexual problems, decreased inability to maintain healthy close relationships, hostility, increase in argumentativeness, social withdrawal, feeling of being threatened, self-destructive behavior, impulsive behavior, reactive thoughts, decreased ability to make healthy occupational or lifestyle choices, dissociative symptoms, feelings of depression, shame, hopelessness, or despair, feeling ineffective, feeling as though one is permanently damaged, loss of former beliefs and belief system, compulsive behavioral patterns. So, just giving you information. Cognitive changes that may be occurring. Cognitive errors, misinterpreting a situation as a threat because it resembles even remotely a previous trauma. This is very real. I was on the bus in like September, and a man who was intoxicated and he had a walker. He fell. He took a tumble on the bus and he went flying, and the sound of him hitting the front of the bus, I freaked out because the sound triggered me to see my grandpa having his heart attack, because the sound just reminded me of what was happening. And even though thankfully I was able to get out of that situation like unscathed, some people can't. They like freak out and they cannot calm themselves. So please, please just be gentle. Excessive or inappropriate guilt, attempting to make sense of and gain control over a traumatic experience by assuming responsibility, or possessing survivor's guilt as others who experienced the same did not survive. I also deal with survivor's guilt because I have survived a few suicide attempts and I have friends who have not. Idealization, demonstrating inaccurate rationalizations, idealizations, or justifications of the perpetrator's behavior, particularly if a perpetrator is or was a caregiver. Traumatic bonding, an emotional attachment that develops in part to secure survival between perpetrators who engage in interpersonal trauma and their victims. I think a lot of this doesn't have anything to do with the fires, but they wanted to share it anyway. Stockholm syndrome, compassion and loyalty towards hostage takers. This doesn't have anything to do with the fires. Trauma-induced hallucinations or delusions, biological in origin, that contain conditions, cognitions, sorry, concurrent with the trauma context. For example, a woman believes that a person stepping onto her bus is her father, who had sexually abused her repeatedly as a child because he wore shoes similar to those her father once wore. So these don't have anything to do with the fire, but they do have to do with trauma. So I'm not going to continue reading them, but it does say, what does a threat response, like a trauma threat response, look like? So fight or flight, dilated pupils, pale or flushed skin, paleness, or alternating between a pale and flushed face as blood rushes to the head and brain, and brain is common, rapid heart rate and breathing, trembling, the muscles, yeah, that happens to me sometimes. The muscles tense and become primed for action, which can cause trembling and shaking, sweaty palms, clammy skin, goosebumps, digestive system might be affected. And then there's, of course, freeze and fawn, may feel fatigued or lightheaded, difficulty in communicating and accessing emotion, feels like disassociation, numbness, dizzy, hopeless, and shame, feeling trapped, out of body, or disconnected from the world, eyes may look fixed and spaced out, decreased heart rate, blood pressure, facial expression, sexual, digestive, and immune system response, may feel nauseous or the need to throw up, defecate, or spontaneously urinate. Lungs constrict and breathing slows, difficulty getting words out, or feel constriction, oh my God, around the throat. That happened to me when the fire started. I could not breathe. I couldn't get words out. Everything was just, it was terrible. Even remembering it is terrible. Loss of body awareness, limp limbs, feels low to no pain, decreased ability to think clearly or lay down, narrative memories. Body posture may collapse or curl up in a ball. If you want to find out more about trauma responses and how you can help people who are going through them, go to at Frontline Medics. They have a lot of information there, but it does say here, listen and validate their experience and feelings. You can say something like, I can't imagine what that's like, but it sounds like it's really hard. Ask questions about their experience. Ask clarifying questions like, what was that like for you? If they aren't ready to talk, honor that. Light touch, you can place your hand on their shoulder or back. Ask what they can tolerate before initiating or using more touch. The person, if the person isn't comfortable with touch or doesn't enjoy this, respect that. Eye contact, making eye contact can help the other person feel seen and like you're comfortable engaging with them. Avoiding eye contact may lead them to feel you're not at ease or want to escape. Use a calm voice. Try to refrain from yelling or raising your voice. A calm, even tone will help. Breathe in and out slowly next to them. This often works better than telling someone to just breathe. If you notice that breathing is labored, try slowly taking a deep breath in and out. The body will often mimic the energy around it. Lean on one another. This is another form of touch that can be nurturing and non-threatening. You can lean on one another's shoulder in a lap or even back to back if that feels safer. Become aware of your own distress. If you are overwhelmed, excuse me, or showing signs of distress, it will disrupt the other person. Try to recognize when you need to take a break. Take a time out when needed. Supporting someone can be challenging. You are allowed to protect your own energy and set boundaries when needed. That's a lot of information. It's a lot to digest, I know. Okay. Information about the health risk of toxic LA wildfires for people located in LA County. I have already explained all of this about the respiratory health and not taking a shower and not drinking the water and don't boil it and all of that stuff. But it's been asked that we share the post. I am not going to read you the whole post. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the link. So you can go to at jasmine.malaika.peters, Jasmine Malaika Peters, or www.germanygoestotherapy.com for full information about that. I don't want to read everything all over again, just make you guys sit through this. So some information about Altadena Girls. How to shop. Step one, claim your shopping time at calendly.com/visit-altadenagirls/shop. Sign up and claim your shopping time. So that's the first step. Arrive at your designated time and on your designated date, bring your government issued ID. Step three, we will introduce you to your personal stylist who will shop with you and help you find your new look. So that sounds fun. Unfortunately, Altadena Girls has been so successful and done so much that there are now people copying the scamming, basically impersonating them. So just want to advise you guys about a scam that is going on, and it is at Altadena underscore girls. This is not their page. Their page is Altadena Girls, all one word. Do not go to the other page. Do not give them your money. You would be making a grave mistake. Please don't do it. I don't want you guys to lose your money. I want you guys to be able to help people and not lose your money. Okay. Information about so This is for toys. Stuffy Adoption Day, for those impacted by the LA fires. RSVP to join us today. It's at Vidy. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. at 4 4884 Eagle Rock Boulevard in Los Angeles. There is no RSVP link, so please go to at VIDIOTS if you hear this on time and get your time slot. Also worth mentioning today, there will be a free screening of Robin Hood at Vidiots, but they are free screening things almost every day. The El Capitan is offering free Disney screenings for those affected by the wildfires. There's a lot of people who are doing a lot of things. So there are still many places to volunteer in LA in support of wildfire relief, including the food bank, animal shelters, and other organizations. I've mentioned this many times, World Central Kitchen. Go to their website if you'd like to donate, worldcentralkitchen.org. There's also the California Fire Foundation. If you want to make a tax-deductible donation to them, it's cps.salsalabs.org. The Los Angeles Regional Food Bank, if you'd like to make a donation to them, lafoodbank.org. Then there's also, I don't know what this is. Sorry, sometimes I lose myself here. Project Hope, and you can donate at Project Hope, projecthope.org. Pasadena Humane Society has already taken in 400 animals, providing emergency care for those injured by burns and smoke inhalation. They need donations. Best Friends Animal Society has transported 58 dogs and 26 cats to their Utah sanctuary, giving them a safe place for recovery. They need donations. We've expanded our support to include the San Diego Humane Society and Wetlands and Wildlife Care Center, who continue to provide essential care to animals in need, and they still need donations. To donate to them, you'd have to go to their website, worldanimalprotection.ca, or give.worldanimalprotection.ca. If you want to donate to those who are affected by the fires but don't know where to go, GoFundMe has an entire page set up that's pages that are vetted for people who need your help. You just go to the GoFundMe page, you'll find it there. California Fire Relief still needs help, so you can donate at directrelief.org. Of course, the Red Cross is still always needing assistance, so 1-800-418-111 or wecare@redcross.ca. Wildlife Recovery Fund is also looking for donations. You can find them at calfund.org. There's also the Dream Center, which is www.dreamcenter.org. They're always doing actively like collecting donations, so you might be able to just go to their website and find out when. Hope for Fire Victims, this is Toys for Tots. You can donate at toysfortots.org. And that's pretty much, I think that's all I have for you. Oh, and check the Mutual Aid LA Network's extensive spreadsheets. Their spreadsheets are so long, and I don't have, if I read them all to you guys, I would be here for like hours and hours. The best place to find information, like current information, up-to-date information that's constantly being updated, is definitely secretlosangeles.com, SECRETLO. SANGLES. I'm so tired. I can't even spell. That they will have like information constantly being updated. And this is all I have for you today. This is like the shortest episode I've done because, like I said, I need to take a break now from doing this. I've been covering these fires, finding every single resource, sharing every single resource that I could for the last 3 weeks. And it's been. My phone decided to start singing. Guess it wants to do a concert. I don't know. But this has been taxing. And the next couple of days are very difficult for me. So you're probably not going to hear from me in terms of on the podcast for a few days. And maybe when I do come back, I might be back with a guest I might not be here talking about fires. We'll see. Maybe I'll be here talking about something really great. I don't know. Maybe I'll take a week off because I've done so many. I just want to thank you guys for sticking with me. Thank you for donating to whatever foundations, causes that you have for doing what you could. Follow my personal Instagram, that brash blonde. There will always be stuff posted in my stories about how you can help in this situation. And other than that, I just want to say have a happy and safe weekend. Because I don't think I'll be back here before at least Monday, just because I am a person and sometimes I need to worry about myself and I'm not feeling my best right now, but I also care very much about others and I want to see people do good and I want to see people recover. So I'm just trying to do whatever, what little I can. I've donated. Everything that I could do, I have done and I will continue to do. And I just ask that you guys do the same. If you can spare $5, please do so. LA is my home. LA welcomed me in the moment that I stepped foot off a plane. I love LA, love the people of LA. And if I keep talking, this is going to be another hour and a half podcast and nobody wants that. So I'm just going to go and you won't hear from me for a couple of days. And maybe you need that reprieve. But before I go, I just want to remind you guys that if you need a laugh, every Sunday, all body, no brains, formerly known as Lydia and Chitty in the Big Bad City, will be live making you laugh. Not to mention, they have their podcast. So if you're having a bad day, just go and follow them. I'm telling you, I cannot provide you with comedy right now because I am too grief-stricken. But all body, no brains. Those are your girls, Emily Wilson and Chloe Richmond, not Chloe Fineman, as I called her earlier in the episode. Follow them at All Body No Brains. That's my last request. Have a good night and a good weekend, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.